The third one is when he wants to explain it definitely and bring in all the examples and somehow close the argument. The fourth one, which comes normally at the last part of the big stories, normally, I say normally because I don't want to even influence your mind in this, all the explanation is because I would love you to make another chart. For book three, my students in San Francisco, they worked hard and they made the chart, which is something we have in hand as a model. Book one and two, I divided the stories and somehow I told you how it is. You could do the detailing of that and so on for all the books. So this is the new material for the research that you will do and you will arrive to your conclusions. The fourth one normally has an Arabic title and is some references. Like, you could read this as well, you could go to check that one as well. Like a really good teacher will give you the references. It's normally like that. So for each book, we do that. I have done it for myself. That's how I remember it. You see that I go to book one. How do I remember it? You go, that eight stories, first half. The second one, I haven't told you yet how many, because I like to tease the people to do it. Because when you divide it, you understand it well. Book three is the same. With one difference. The difference is when you put this, okay, you go paragraph by paragraph by paragraph, right? And you write down, okay, this paragraph is the big story. This is, again, the same story. Then it goes to the secondary. Then it goes to the third one. Then fourth one, touch and back. Then again and again. In this book, you will see that normally it's in the big story, going out, coming in, the main story goes like a line. Means you don't see too much going out, bringing something else, blah, 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 all of that. And one should ask why. This one, I've been that one always. Even in youth, I was like that. I said, why? Why these differences? It took me a long time to realize that because this stuff that he was to teach, first of all, is open to everything. There is no limitation here anymore. So he should touch all the subjects somehow. And the subject is what? What is he going to teach you in this book three? Is that, okay, you come out, you should be careful. There are two dangers, always. The first one, which you could really good understand and will be explained for you first, is enemies, them. Remember, there is always a them. There is always that one which is not with me and wants to cheat me. Cheating is here, yes. You should be careful about the others. But that's the secondary one. The real enemy is? Me. So, in this book, we needed to talk seriously about me. We should talk about how you could avoid your capital I. And this is the most important part of it. Not only because I'm the biggest enemy of me. There is something more than that. We are going to enrich ourselves, right? When you become rich, the potentiality over there is to become arrogant. With this enrichment, you will absorb the knowledge, accumulate it, you become a wise guy. You could become the pharaoh, the arrogance is there. Remember the first days you join a class like this and that kind of stuff? The first month, normally, you started to advise other people. Think that, now you know, let's do it. Knowledge, illusion of knowing too much will bring arrogance. So we need to talk about that with capital I a lot. How many stories do we need for that?
One.
Do you remember from early days I told you one of the best stories ever made? Details, in details fantastically, is the story of Moses and Pharaoh. It's a complete story with all details. We know one of the best details in advance, do you remember? Moses will have a burned tongue. Why? The serious stuff we make up. Something that could never even happen. I mean, even if they want to make a science fiction, it's difficult to make it happen. And to see that one fellow will say, this child is suspiciously clever. Let's bring in one pot of the jewelry and one pot of the fire and see what the child does. But Pharaoh will do that. Then the Moses will crawl towards this. Yes, the angel will come and deviate it. Moses will do this. Will burn his tongue. Did you get it? Is someone here get it? You're not sleeping, are you? Could that happen?
He burn his hand first.
When the child puts his hand in the fire, it will burn. Nobody will take it and put it in the mouth. You're silly. But it's our story. Because we need the tongue of the child to be burned, because we don't want that child to ever say I. And this is the child that we choose to go and bring down the Pharaoh. No I. He should take his brother with, so the brother will say we. That beautiful story. You will hear that story in length. It's a major part of book 3, is the story of the arrogance. Me believing in me. Me loving my whatever I understand is correct, whatever I don't get it is. It can't be even true. Me, the center of the universe. That is one of the major barriers. But before that, there is something else. And we're going to talk about it step by step by step. Fellow people, now you learn that you should come out of I, follow the path towards we, to understand what love is. Means this is something that we think that you should do day and night, every single moment of your life. So you will try to dig here, dig there, dig there, dig there, everywhere. When I say we, means that if there are 12 people sitting in a cave, that only once a year some merchant will go and come back and will bring some piece of papers, and they have some sort of understanding. It's a part of we. If that part of we collapses, it's like me having a cancer. A part of me collapses. That's we. So you have to dig everything. You should understand all the different way of this passion. You want to understand art? Oh, one piece of art, of course, is in the ceiling of Chapel Sistine in Rome. what a very beautiful piece of art you could find in Amazon jungle, some of these native people painting their face. That's art. And if I'm thinking about we, I don't dare to ignore any one of them, because here we're talking about one exception. Remember that exception. That's what we're looking for. So the book three will start in a logical way to lead you toward expanding your knowledge and wisdom, enrichment, so you would improve and you could live with this knowledge. This is what book three is to me. Now, let's take a look at it. This is the book you were waiting for. Do you want me to read the opening for you? You remember that opening of, there is no opening of book one. When I teach the book one, I will send that 3-4 verses of the beginning of Masnavi even, to where I postpone it to last day of this class, if it happens. So the first goes to the last. Why should I do that? You tell me. If somebody will ask you that, you are an intelligent fellow, you're going to these classes, and I heard that there is this teacher that will teach this book, but we'll take the beginning part of it, we'll talk about it a little bit, say that I put at the end. How dare he to do this with the book of Rumi?
It's a whole, and the lines contain a whole.
Anyone helping more precise? She was correct.
We without the background of the rest of the books, we don't totally understand those first lines. They're so compact that we don't.
Yeah, but her explanation was better and needed some precision to tell the verse. Where is the verse? Because, you know what? Whatever good you say, if Rumi hasn't told us, I doubt it. Because I know he was genius and he had a simple method, so he did it. Reha?
Well, for me, the opening lines are a great mystery.
I invite you to go and open the book where I emphasize that is important and no one else does. There is only one way. Remember? In the middle of one of the paragraphs, I stop and I say, this is the middle of the book. Book one. He said, remember, I told you this story. It was like the thought of the lovers. It has no beginning, no end, because it has been with the Azal and it will be with the Abad. We don't believe in the beginning and the end because we know it's different. What is the beginning? What is the beginning? If I offer you an apple, the beginning is not the seed in the earth. The beginning is the apple. The idea of the apple is the beginning for us. Remember, we talked about it. He said, oh, the time is reverse. Time is loop. Time is not the way you think about it. It's not, I did this, therefore that, therefore that. There is no such a stuff. First of all, here, there is an idea before any action. And that idea is an imagination. Is in the head of it. Imagine a couple of people in their head, there is something, then later on there will be a satellite flying over there. Where is the beginning? That's why I dare to do that. So the beginning of book one doesn't exist. Beginning of book two, you remember, I spent more than enough time in that. Maybe one session, just that opening, because that single verse, that's it, the single misunderstanding which was hurting me all my childhood. Because the interpretation I got was, when you become like us, you will get it. At the time, my teacher felt like that, and it hurted me. Honestly, then I realized, no.